Here is no colour, here but form and structure. The bones of trees, the magpie night delicate of trees, moon shadows on the old, and sinks upon a fallen bowl, merging himself in night till silence gains him, and hares play fearless round him in the shadows cast by the moon. He drowses on his bowl, while snowflakes gather, while snowflakes drift and gather, touching his darkness with their white, until he grows to an idol in the wood forgotten, image of what men were, to silence frozen, image of contemplation and enigma, so stiffens in his death. His old coat covers his heart's hieroglyph. But still the hares play hopscotch with the shadows, having less fear of death's quiescence than life's quick danger, in a world where men are truant night to dawn, suspended hours when life's poor common business lies dormant in a world to silence given, given to silence and the slanting moon. Immensity, cloistered in thy dear womb, now leaves his well-beloved imprisonment. There he hath made himself to his intent weak enough now into our world to come. But oh, for thee, for him, hath thin no room? Yet lay him in this stall, and from the Orient stars and wise men will travel to prevent the effect of Herod's jealous general doom. Seest thou, my soul, with thy faith's eyes, how he which fills all place, yet none holds him, doth lie? Was not his pity towards thee wondrous high, that would have need to be pitied by thee? Kiss him, and with him into Egypt go, with his kind mother, who partakes thy woe. Immensity, cloistered in thy dear womb, now leaves his well-beloved imprisonment. There he hath made himself, to his intent, weak enough now into our world to come. But oh, for thee, for him, hath the inn no room? Yet lay him in this stall, and from the Orient stars and wise men will travel to prevent the effect of Herod's jealous general doom. Seest thou, my soul, with thy faith's eyes, how he which fills all place, yet none holds him, doth lie? Was not his pity towards thee wondrous high, that would have need to be pitied by thee? Kiss him, and with him into Egypt go, with his kind mother, who partakes thy woe. But one man comes, one outcast and a vagrant, having no roof to keep him from the snow, comes with a shuffling step between the trees, vague, old, merging himself in night till silence gains him, and hares play fearless round him in the shadows cast by the moon, while snowflakes gather, while snowflakes drift and gather, touching his darkness with their white, until he grows to an idol in the wood forgotten, image of what men were, to silence frozen, image of contemplation and enigma, so stiffens in his death. His old coat covers his heart's hieroglyph, but still the hares play hopscotch with the shadows, having less fear of death's quiescence than life's quick danger, in a world where men are truant night to dawn, suspended hours when life's poor common business lies dormant in a world to silence given, given to silence and the slanting moon.